This is the Detroit Evening Report for Friday, March 11th, 2022. I'm Dorothy Hernandez from WDET News. Detroit parents are less likely to vaccinate themselves than people who don't live with children. Nearly 50% of Detroit parents and guardians of children under 18 reported that they had been vaccinated against COVID-19 as of the end of last year. That's compared to 75% of adults who do not live with children. The information is in a new report from the Detroit Metro Area Community Study, supported by the University of Michigan's Poverty Solutions Initiative. Low vaccination rates among parents in Detroit are tied to low vaccination rates among children. Unvaccinated parents are 22 times less likely than vaccinated parents to report that their teenagers have been inoculated. The state has updated its COVID-19 isolation and quarantine guidance, including for school settings. Students and staff who test positive or show symptoms should isolate at home for the first 5 days. If symptoms have improved or no symptoms develop during that time, Michiganders can resume normal activities and wear a well-fitting mask for the next 5 days. Dr. Natasha Bagdasarian is the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Chief Medical Executive. She says the state continues to stress all residents ages 5 and older should get vaccinated and boosted. Detroit is launching a new housing locator website geared toward people looking for affordable housing in the city. Mayor Mike Duggan made the announcement this week during his State of the City address. He says right now, residents have to call individual property managers to find available units and learn about qualifications. The site would list all the affordable rental property in the city in one place. The website is set to launch this spring. The supply of affordable housing is an issue for many of Detroit's renters. Detroiters get asthma at higher rates than the rest of the state, and the disparity has only worsened over the past few years. That's according to an analysis by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. From 2017 to 2019, more than 16% of Detroit adults had asthma. That means rates in city residents were 46% higher than those for Michigan residents as a whole. John Dowling is a program manager with the State Health Department's asthma program. He tells Planet Detroit the reasons for the increasing prevalence are unclear, but in general, it's usually a combination of environmental and genetic factors. Secondhand smoke is a big issue. Governor Gretchen Whitmer hinted that she will veto Republican-sponsored legislation that would freeze Michigan's 27 cents per gallon gasoline and diesel taxes for 6 months amid soaring gas prices. Instead, Whitmer is calling on Congress to pause the federal 18 cents a gallon gas tax and the 24 cent diesel tax. The average price of an unleaded gallon of gas is now $4.25 in Wayne County. Detroit drivers have seen prices climb as COVID-19 rates drop and oil prices rise after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. That's the Detroit Evening Report. I'm Dorothy Hernandez from WDET News.